We're talking with Brian Berkowitz from Gogebic Lodge on Lake Gogebic. And Brian, I appreciate the update you already gave us on the walleye and the ice conditions. Let's talk now about those big teeter pig perch that you guys are so famous for. I heard that they actually have started to pick up a little earlier than usual, because typically that bite doesn't happen until later in the winter, right?
Right. Normally it's a little later, and I don't know if it's the temperature swings or what's been going on, but they're finally catching them. Funny story about teeter pigs. Do you know where that name came from?
Actually, I heard the story, but I don't remember, so why don't you refresh all of our memory?
Well, from what the old-timers tell me, these big, giant, jumbo yellow perch, I mean, when you get a two-pounder and you set it on the ice, they're so big that they wobble and teeter, but they can't fall over. It's like a weeble wobble or something like that. And they came up with the teeter pig name because they're just so big they can't even fall over on the side. So that's how the teeter pig thing came along, from what I understand.
And they are. They're exceptionally large perch for an inland lake. Of course, Lake Gogebic is the largest inland lake in the UP. But so they're catching them early this year. What's been working and how deep of water?
Well, yesterday I was out in front of Gogebic Lodge here. I didn't go fishing myself. I was just talking to a few guys. And there must have been a dozen shacks out there. And they were catching them in 22 to 25 feet of water, jigging with little teardrop jigs, using the wigglers as bait.
Okay.
That seems to be the thing.
Wigglers it is then, huh?
Right.
Can you give the folks a little heads up where they can get bait? I mean, I know they can get it at Settlers on the way in from the east, but where else around the lake can they get live bait?
Yeah, there's a bunch of places around the lake. There's two spots on the south end of the lake. There's Nine Pines Resort and Gogebic Grocery. If you go up to the north end of the lake, there's several bait shops up there. Maple Ridge, Guy Sales is there. The Walleye Lodge sells live bait there. The Timbers Resort sells the live bait. So, yeah, pretty much anywhere you go, north and south, you can find some bait here once you get here.
Well, Brian, I know you guys don't have a tournament coming up at Gogebic Lodge until March, I believe, but there is one coming up next weekend on the north end, right?
Yeah, there's two ice fishing tournaments that happen here on the lake. Ours is always March 4th here at Gogebic Lodge. And on the 21st, the Walleye Lodge is having a fishing contest, and you can fish the entire lake. Both tournaments are that way. For information, you'll have to find out from the Walleye Lodge, Mary Beth, and maybe Adam, you can give her a call and have a little scoop for the viewers.
I'm way ahead of you. I already got my note written down. I'm going to be giving her a call.
Perfect.
January 21st, so a week from Saturday. Cool. Brian, anything else you want us to know about going on Lake Gogebic or around the area?
Oh, I tell you, for all you snowmobile enthusiasts out there, the western UP has really gotten hit. All the trails around Lake Gogebic are in great shape. I was just talking to the groomer about an hour ago. He came through our parking lot, and Trail 1 was in fabulous shape. I had a few water spots last week, and they've all frozen up. I don't have anything negative to say. Everything is in really good shape.
Brian, I really appreciate the info and your time today.
All right.
And you can find Brian at Gogebic Lodge, just north of Marinesco in Gogebic County. This is The Outdoor Show.